Tonight's shir, Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph, Part 1. Simon Aleph, Din Hashkamas HaBoiker, the din of getting up in the morning. Sif Aleph, Yis Gaber Ka'ari La'amod BaBoiker La'avod Espar O, She Yehehu Ma'orer HaShachar. He should be strong like a lion to get up in the morning to serve his maker, that he should be awake before the dawn. The Rama adds, "Val kolponim lo ya'acher zman hatfila shatziba mispalin." If you don't get up that early, at least don't delay the point that you're going to miss davening when the tziba davens. Then the Rama adds his own introduction: "Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid." I place Hashem before me constantly. Hu kal gadol b'tayra u'b'malos hatzadikim asher hochim lefnei olakim. This is a very great rule in the Torah, and a level attained by the tzaddikim who go before Hashem. Ki ein yeshivas ha'odom utnu'oso va'asakov v'ulav ado b'veiso, ki yeshivaso utnu'oso va'asakov v'ulafnei melech gadol. A person who thinks shivisi Hashem drives home this point that when you sit and move and do things when you're alone, it's not the same as when you sit and do things and move about in front of a great king. And your speech and how you open your mouth at will is not the same when you're with your family and relatives like it is when you speak in the presence of a melech. So you don't behave the same when you're in front of the melech, and you don't talk the same when you're in front of the melech. Kol shkein kishayasim ha'odim el libo, shahamelech ha'gadol ha'kadosh baruch hu. How much more so when a person takes to heart that the great king, the Ribono shel Olam, asher melech ha'aretz kivodoy omed alav v'rab ma'asav, whose honor fills the universe, stands over him and sees his actions, like it says in Pasuk, "Yisaser ish v'mistarim v'ani lo ra'enu n'Hashem." Can a person hide in a secret place and I won't see him? Says Hashem. So if a person thinks like that, miyad yagia elav hayira v'hachno bepachad Hashem yisparach u'bashto mimenu tamid. So if a person thinks of HaKadosh Baruch who's watching his every move, so he'll be overcome with a sense of yirshamayim, a sense of humility in his fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his shame in front of Hashem constantly. Let's stop here. See the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot Aleph. The Mechaber begins, a person should be strong like a lion to get up in the morning to serve his maker, Avodas Baro, ki lekach nevra ha'adam. Man was created to serve his maker. Kamo she'amar ha'kasav, like the Pasuk says, kol ha'nikra b'shmi v'lechvodi b'rasi v'goymer. All that are called in my name, and to give me honor, I created it. So man was created to give kavod shamayim. So we should wake up in the morning with this in mind. And even if your inclination tries to convince him in the winter, loimer saying, "Eich tam lo roike kerkor gadol," how can you get up in the morning? It's so cold outside. Or in the summer, he'll incite him and say, "Eich tamod mitascha? How can you get up from your bed? You haven't slept enough yet." All kinds of excuses to stay in bed. Yiskaber Allah v'ayishmalo. He has to overcome his yetzer and not listen to his yetzer. V'yachshob benafsho. He has to think to himself, "Ido hayinitzrach lamod l'shaveis lifnei melech basa v'dam." If he was required to go serve in front of a king, flesh and blood, how much care and effort and quickness and zrizus would he employ to get up early, set two alarm clocks, and be ready to prepare himself to serve the king? How much more so, and take that exponentially, if he's going to serve the King of Kings. So a person has to have a mindset that he's getting up in the morning to do something amazing. He's getting up in the morning to serve the Melech Machayim Loch Melech Baruch Hu. He'll jump out of bed with a bounce and he'll ignore any incitements of the Yetzer Hara to stay in bed. Sivkon Beis, Hashachar. He should wake up before the dawn. B'shlo Kasav Soy, the Shlo Kosh writes, a secret, lechaber yom v'layla, b'toyra o b'tfila, that you should connect the day and night with davening or learning Torah, hein ba'boker, hein ba'arav, whether it's the morning when it goes from night to day, whether it's the evening when it's night to morning. Umiyad keshi yisor mishnaso ve'nerot zilishon, if a person wakes up from a sleep and is not going back to sleep, is getting up, yitol yadav afshin nishar mushkov, he should wash his hands even though he remains laying down. And certainly he shouldn't go 4 cubits without washing his hands. This is something he should be very careful about. The Mechaber makes no mention of this here, nor does the Ramo. Mr. Buri introduces this inyan of Netiyas Yadayim as soon as a person wakes up. If you learn the Zohar HaKadosh, you'll find there's great detail to terrible punishments for someone who's lax in this, kihumasha at atzmo ruach tumah, because if he doesn't wash his hands right away, he keeps the ruach tumah, this evil spirit, on his hands. Umikalmakom chalila lavor shum iser avor cheson etiyas yadayim. However, a person can never violate any open prohibition for the sake of washing his hands. Kigon, for instance, if a person feels an urge to urinate, he should not withhold that because he didn't wash his hands. Or let's say he doesn't have water, but his friend has water. He can't take his friend's water that the friend prepared for himself in order to wash his hands right away. Unless he is clear that he can certainly replace the water right away. There are people who are nichshol in this. They stumble, they take someone else's water, and they don't replace it. If it came out that there is water, but it's distant from where he's laying, and there's no one to bring it to him, so there are people who are very concerned about their neshama. They walk very slowly, less than dalal amos. They stop, or not stop, until they reach the water, thinking that that's better. Instead of walking regular to the water, they'll go pachmas dalamas. The kasevet shaychuva alzad delona here. The shaychuva writes that this is inappropriate. The adif yoyser shayelchu b'merutza. It would be much better that they should run. Shal the hashash ruachwa yadav, not to delay the ruachwa on the hands. So rather than go less than dalamas to break up the walk, do it as quick as possible. Yesh oimin. There are those who say, that as far as this concept of washing your hands within Dalar Amis, from the time you wake up, Amin and Kula Basic Dalar Amis Dami, we say the entire house is like Dalar Amis. And therefore, you don't have to be so nervous because it's right in your Dalar Amis, it's in the house. The notes on the side point out, Kula Basic doesn't mean your whole house, it means your room. It's referring to the cheder. The whole room is Dalar Amis. I will ain't listen with Chalzeh, but one shouldn't rely on that. Kiyum Shas Dechak, only a case of great need. Im Eira Kishamashkin Belayel She'in Lomayim Litol Yadav Shosh Bam Karoy Lahav Ruach Atoma. If it occurred when he wakes up at night, he doesn't have water to wash his hands 3 times as the way he's supposed to remove this Ruach Atoma. Afal Pikin Chalilo Levatim Divei Torah Mishim Zeh At Shiyar Halyom. Chas V'Sholom, to allow the fact that you didn't wash Negel Vasser to cause you not to learn any Torah until daylight. You either wash with a little water, and it's just not enough to do 3 times, but there's a little water. Or clean your hands on some other surface that can clean your hands. And you'll say your birchas haTorah. Then you're going to learn. Like the halacha, Talmud Poiskim. What's he trying to say? This halacha of the ruach tumah on your hands, this is not a gemara, this is not a halacha in Pesach. This is a Kabbalistic thing. So the Zohar Kaddish is very strict about it. But being machman a Zohar Kaddish doesn't give you license not to learn Torah. If you're up and you're going to learn, go learn. Ah, you don't have to use daim yet, so good, so clean your hands. The basic halacha of cleaning your hands, that you can do, even if you can't wash Negel Vasser. But you see on the other side of it, that one should be very careful with Negel Vasser, and this is why many people will arrange to have by their beds a basin with a cup of water, and they wash Negel Vasser by their beds. And for someone who's never done it, it's like a challenge. Like, you wrap your head around this. I don't understand. Like, why should I do this? I go to the bathroom, I go to the sink, and I wash my hands. But if you follow this halacha straight, it's really telling us that you should really not do that. But shas at the chak, you could be soimich that the room is like dalar amas. That's the loss of the Mishnah Berurah. But shas at the chak. Meaning, if it's not Shas Dechak, just prepare a cup of water. And again, we have this mindset, no, that's like a Hasidic thing, or that's a real Charedic thing. That's really what he's saying here. Sometimes you have to just wrap your head around these halachas. Remember, Rebbe told me, first year Beis Medrash, you want to be a Yerush Shemayim? Learn Shulchan Aruch from Siman Aleph and do what it says. And do what it says. That was his deher. And what does it mean to be a Yerush Shemayim? Learn the halachas and do what it says. So, I know this is the kind of thing a lot of us associate this. This is for tzaddikim, this is for lamed vavniks, this is for people who are shtaymloch. It's really what the halacha is supposed to do. Again, halacha. The way we understand it, brought from the Zohar Kodesh, the way he's describing it. Apidina de Gemara, dina talad v'apoyskim, you could still get up in the morning and learn your daf yomi without washing negavasa if there's no water to wash negavasa. But if there is water, and you have the ability, you really should be washing your hands by your bed. Sifkan Gimel, Shatsiba Mispalin. So the first thing we say is get up before the dawn. The next thing Noah says, okay, you're not getting up before dawn, okay, fine. Don't miss Mantfila. Hainu af al pishlo yavriz Mantfila. Even if you won't miss the Mantfila, I'm sorry, you won't miss this Mantfila. Become al komitzman at Sibi, shadavit fila bit Sibur. The language of the Amor is, lo yachz man at fila shatsiba Mispalin. Don't miss this Mantfila that Sibi davins. So, you're not going to get up before dawn. Don't miss davening and shul. Don't miss tefillah b'tzibur. You won't miss this man tefillah. Bechid is the man tefillah you would make. But that's not the goal. The goal is to daven mitzvah and tzibur. Ayana kaman sof sifkan tes. Look ahead. You'll see the end of sifkan tes. Sifkan dat ha-tzadikim. The mile of the tzadikim live, the tzadikim live with the shvi'is Hashem l'edi summit. They imagine constantly that they're in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu below Kalaretz Kavoidu, the Ribbono Shlom fills the universe. V'kos b'shem Arizal sheyitzar shem havayit tamid neged eino b'nikud yirakazep. It's written in the name of the Arizal that one should imagine the shem havayah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yudke vavke, with the nikud, he should imagine this in his mind, with the nikud of yirik hazeh, meaning a chirik under the yud, the shva under the hay, a kometz under the vav. Vizel sod, and that's what it means, shivisi Hashem l'negdi samit, to have Hashem in front of me tamid in that tzura. Vizel toelas gadol inyan hayirin, it's a tremendous benefit if you want to be Yerushimayim. Vyesh, shayu regilim achmazeh, lasos menoyus shal klaf. Because of this, there are people who used to make parchment pictures of menorah, mutsuyarim with a picture on it, lahaniach sidurim, they put it in the siddur, v'kais v'mbehem, and they'd write on this parchment, shivisi Hashem v'desamid, v'glamer, ben arba oisis, Hashem's name, shivisi Hashem, the shame Hashem was written out, yudke vavke, usha'ari shemus, there were other names of Hashem, and it was with a picture of menorah, it was a whole design with the oisis, u'menorah kezeh ha'isen nikreis b'shem shivisi, they even had a name, this menorah on the parchment was called a shivisi. V'atam, who, what was the purpose of this? B'chdei sheyed nizgar shlo da siach sicha b'teila b'decha tefila me'emes Hashem. Person would be reminded not to talk idle chatter during davening. He had a fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had it right in front of him, the picture, and that would keep him from speaking when he shouldn't. V'kase b'shai tshuva b'shem tefuah shor. The shai tshuva writes the name of tefuah shor. Sharoi le'ezor chaya levat al minig. That we should strengthen ourselves and stop the practice. Because unfortunately, most people don't protect and watch over this parchment. It's discarded in all the streets. And many times it comes to erasing Hashem's name. So what appears on the surface is a frumkeit, to be extra careful, comes out a terrible chilul. Venira. That if you had these big menorahs that they make on these big pieces of parchment, and they put it in shul by the chazanständer, and it's under a tavash hazuchuchis, it's under a plane of glass, shen shayich b'zeh tamina, they won't have to be afraid that it's going to be lost and in the streets. Less lumba, there won't be a problem. Ad kan l'shona, this is the language of the tefuah shor. But if you put this klaf with Hashem's name on the chazan shtender without the glass covering it, you should stop them. Because since they always put neirus, they're burning oil lamps by the chazan shtender. Over time, it will cause a mechikas Hashem. Hashem's name will be erased from the soot and smoke that comes from the candles that they set by the chasnishtev. Let's turn back to page. Ber Alocha. The Ramah introduces the Shulchan Aruch with Shivisa, Shaman the Samid, who called Golda B'Torah Ba'asa Tzadikim. And the Ber Alocha writes, who called Golda B'Torah B'Chulu, if you really want to fulfill Shavisa Hashem the summit properly, then one should be careful and use rizus to fulfill what is I'm going to write over in the name of Sefer Chinuch. And because they're so dear, many great people have recorded these words in their svarim, and he's basically saying that's why I'm going to record it here as well. This is what the Chinuch writes back to Moshe in his introduction. This is the Yisoid. Sheish mitzvahs chiyuvon timidi. There are six mitzvahs whose obligation is constant. Lo yifzeku me'al ha'odim afilu rega echod. There isn't a moment. There isn't a moment where you don't have these mitzvahs. Kol yomav, all his life. Because man, we call rega shiachshav behen kiyum mitzvahs asei, at every time, every moment that you think about these things, you fulfill the mitzvahs asei. Vein keitz lematan secha ha-mitzvahs, and there is no limit to the reward for these mitzvahs. Ve'elohim, these are the six mitzvahs tamidia, six mitzvahs a person can fulfill constantly. Aleph, lahamin sheyesh elokai echad ba'olam shemsi kolam mitzvahs. To know and believe that there's one God in the world who made everything that exists. And it's from his will and desire that whatever is now, whatever was, whatever will be, exists. And he took us out of Mitzrayim and he gave us the Torah. This is a positive commandment, like it says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Hatzisicha V'Goyim. You should know and believe watches over, because I took you out of Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim took us out of Mitzrayim, so it was clear. They say a Maisa, the Belabela Eger, was a great disappointment to his father, Shlomo Eger, because he became a chassid, and he went off to learn chassidus for a couple of years, and he comes back, and his father says, "No, what did you learn?" So he says, "Ich weiß, I know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam." He says, "What? What did you learn?" "I went 2 years to learn. Ich weiß, I know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam." So Shlomo Eger calls over the maid in the house and calls her over, uneducated, simple Jew, says, "Is there a Ribbono Shel Olam?" And she says, "Ich glaube, is there? I believe there's a Ribbono Shel Olam." "Yeah." So Shlomo Eger says, "So that you had to go 2 years to go?" Shlomo Eger says, "No, no, no. She believes there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. I know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam." So that's the madrega he's saying. A person has to know, a yediyah. Teidu v'ta'aminu. Sheyesh la'olam elokah ha-mashkiach. Shetisich ha-meretz ha-san. That's number one. Base. Shlo namin b'shum Elohim zuloso. We cannot believe in any other force or God than the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shenem, as it says, Lo yilecha elohim achirim al panoi. Vafilu moedish HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoyt al kol. Even one who agrees, admits, the Ribbono Shel Olam is master of all. Rak sheyadameh b'dayto, but he imagines, Shemasa hanhogas ha'olam ha'malach ha'lekochav, that there's a power and force the Ribbono Shel Olam has given to an angel or a star, who, I'm going to add, can act independent of the Ribbono Shel Olam. How is it moide avodah zara? That's already admitting this idolatry. That's avodah zara. For over al lo yilecha elohim achirim al panoi. Eliyam et shakadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo b'chvado mashgiach b'chol olamos. He has to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam alone is the one who watches over all the olamos. Ve'in l'shem nivra k'erich lasos dov b'lut b'tzon. There is no creation that has any power to do anything without Hashem's will. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Elokei Elokim. So my addendum was from Elchanan. Elchanan writes in the Kleves Amorim, he says the definition of Avodah Zarah is attributing a force or power that can act independent of the Ribono Shel Olam, that's the definition of Avodah Zarah. If you think something has an ability to do something or help without the Ribono Shel Olam, that's Avodah Zarah. If you think a medicine can heal without the Ribono Shel Olam, that's Avodah Zarah. If you think, and on, the list goes on, anything, money is a value without the Ribono Shel Olam, there's nothing that can help without the Ribono Shel Olam. If you think something has a koyach, an etzem, a koyach, without the Ribono Shel Olam, that's Avodah Zarah.
That means that the Yetzer Hara is one of his shlichim.
The Yetzer Hara's goal is to make you think that you could be independent of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what Rashi was to say. That's the definition. So there is no koyach outside of the Ribono Shel Olam. And because of that, the next step is, this is why we don't daven to Malachim. It's the outgrowth of this, the whole concern of daven to Malachim. Malach can't do anything, the Ribono Shel Olam does things. What are you daven to Malach for? Malach can't help you, the Ribono Shel Olam helps you. That's this whole issue with Shalom Aleichem. That's the whole issue with these things. Ois Gimel. Liyachadai. Emunas Hashem, there's no one else. Now, Achdus, there's one Hashem. Shenemar. Yishma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Achad, Perusho, meaning Shema Yisrael V'dah, Ki Hashem Shehiva Eskol, Beretzoyno, V'hu Elokeinu, Mashkiyam Chol Olamos, Hu Hashem Achad, Lishum Shitov. Shema Yisrael, you listen and know that the Ribono Shel Olam, who has created everything with his will, and who watches over everything and controls everything, there's only one. There's no partners. Dalet. Lehov Hamokum Baruch Hu. Aves Hashem. Shenemaka says, we have this Hashem Lakecha v'goymer. The Kate said, Yagi ha'odma ava. How do you come to love Hashem? Hu aideh teretz fu terah. Kedisa v'sifri, like the Sifri writes, v'shenema v'yahavta, the Pasuk is v'yahavta. Eni yodeya. Kate said, lehov v'samokum. How do I love Hashem? If you put the Torah to heart, you learn Torah, then you'll recognize the one who said and the world was, as if to say, if you think about Torah and you learn Torah, you'll recognize Hashem's greatness, there's no way to value it, it's infinite. And by force, you're going to have an Avas Hashem settled in your heart. The Inyan HaMitzvah, the concept of the mitzvah is, Sheyira ha'odim lahasim kol magam asov v'kol machshavto achar Avas Hashem yisparach. A person should see to it to put all his plans and everything that he's working towards and all his thoughts towards Avas Hashem. And realize and evaluate that everything in the world of wealth and children and honor is really incomparable to Avas Hashem. He should constantly be requesting to know the Torah to understand Hashem. If a person puts his mind to physical things and other nonsense in the world, not for the sake of heaven, just to enjoy and get honor, he has been mevatel the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and will get a terrible punishment. So, after establishing the first three mitzvahs tamidius of Yediyas Hashem and no other God, and there's one Hashem, comes the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, which is someone can constantly fulfill. You could do Avas Hashem all the time. That your goal in life is to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can accomplish it through learning Torah, through recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greatest way to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Torah. There's a shmuz that Rav Avraham Goldshtein once was invited to give to the Society of Orthodox Scientists, where he said, I know you feel that you really get to see the Ribono Shel Olam when you look through a microscope and see the amazing Bria that Hashem created on the cells, and if you study physics, you see the Ribono Shel Olam, it's unbelievable, the Bria, all the laws of nature. It's impossible not to be a Maimon, and every yeshiva bacher should go and study these things to see the Ribono Shel Olam. He said, I'm telling you, you want to really know the Ribono Shel Olam? Open a Gemara Menachos, open a Gemara Yevamos, then you know the Ribono Shel Olam. You want to tell me for Panosa, you need to study chemistry and biology? For Panosa, okay, you could do that. But don't tell me you're doing it to know the Ribono Shel Olam. You want to know the Ribono Shel Olam? Open up a Chumash, open up a Shnayas, open up a Gemara. That's how you know the Ribono Shel Olam. Hey, Lios Yiras Hashem Yisparach HaPanov Tamir Levilti Yechetem. The fifth mitzvah that we could constantly fulfill is Yiras Shemayim, that a person should be overcome with Yiras Shemayim, not to do sin, as it says, as Hashem Lekecha Tira, Umishabad Vaver Yodah, when a sin is available to do, Chayav Laha Irbucho, Velasis Elibo, Bosa Perak, that's when he has to arouse himself and take to heart, Shakadish Boch, Mashgiach, Bechoma, Sibne Adam, the Bosham is watching over everything he does, Afim Yubam Mashach Masem, even if no one else knows this in the dark, no one will find out. And a person will be punished or receive retribution according to the deed. Says, can you hide and I won't see? I hold this should be probably over every computer monitor. Put this pasuk either or part of the problems with computers today is no one knows what I'm doing. I could do things in anonymity. So that's where Yirat Shamayim comes in. Oizvav. The sixth of the mitzvahs that we could do all the time is not to follow after our heart and eyes. And like it says, "V'losasuru achrei levavchem begoyim." V'amachachom chazal teach us achrei levavchem zu apikorsis is the thoughts that are wrong. V'achrei nechem zu zinus has to do with immorality. Ubechlal apikorsis who kol machshavas zoreshem hefach dasatera will include in apikorsis any thoughts that are foreign. Opposite of das Torah, ubechal zanus immorality. Hu mishu roidif achar tayvus oilam. Anyone who pursues the pleasures of this world, mibli shiachad behem klal lechavonatova, without any good intent. Kolomis have to say, shlo yasa osam kdeish yamud barvi. He's not eating to be healthy. V'yuchel hishtadavus abor. He's not doing it to be able to serve Hashem. Rakavonasotam ilahamos ta'anugim gdol mashal. All his, he has one intent. He wants physical pleasure. You could indulge, you can eat, you can drink, you can rest, all these things, but do L'Shem Shemayim. The person who does it, never L'Shem Shemayim, that's the problem. All of this I have collected from the precious language in brief words. It's clear, or maybe it's a healing, because maybe it's like a medicine for the eyes. V'ashrei ha'makayim karoi, fortunate and praised is the one who could keep them properly. So the Mishnah Berurah takes the time, this is an introduction of what we're doing, which maybe this could have gone into the Hagdoma, but he puts it into Shavis Hashem L'Samid. Shavis Hashem L'Samid, so Tamid, there are six mitzvahs, Tamidias, that every Jew in every circumstance, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, you can do these six mitzvahs. Yediyas Hashem, there is no other, Lo Yilcha, Shemai Yisrael Hashem L'Kem Hashem Achod, only one, Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, and Lo Sasuru, Achav Avchem Achrei Nechem.